Welcome back, everybody. Tommy Yomi. Today we are up to Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis 36b, and we are going to be beginning the third perek, Perakira of Masechta Shabbos. This is a very important perek. It deals with the halachos of Bishul and Muktzah. It really talks about Bishul Midirabanan. We know that Midel Rice, you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, but there are three main areas of Bishul Midirabanan. One is Shihiya, which is what we're going to talk about right now, which is leaving stuff on the fire on Friday and what your responsibility is going into Shabbos. Then there's Hachzara. What are you allowed to put back on the fire on Shabbos and how you're supposed to do that? We're going to talk more about that as the parak goes on. And then what's more focused on in the fourth parak, Hatmana, this is about insulating on and before Shabbos and what are you allowed to be doing in terms of insulation on Shabbos. Now, another point of introduction before we begin this parak is that there are three types of Talmudic ovens. There's a kira, a kupach, and a tanur. A tanur was the hottest. A kira, which is what we're going to be dealing with in our parak right now, was a rectangular type of thing with two spots for pots, and that's how they would cook on Shabbos. So now, let us get started with the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Kira Shisikua Bakash Bugavava. So a Kira, an oven that was heated with straw or with stubble, Nosna Leha Tavshil. So you are allowed to go and put cooked food on it. So we're going to have a big machlokas, whether this is talking about before or after Shabbos has begun, but we're going to talk about that as we go on. But Gefes Uveitim, but if it's with, the leftover sesame stuff, the garbage of the sesame, or with wood, Lo Yitin, then you are not allowed to put cooked food on it. The reason is that this is more machmir, because it doesn't burn up right away. The straw and stubble does burn up right away. This other stuff does not burn up right away. That's when the Mishnah says you would not be allowed to put cooked food on an Achi Yigrof. The only way you would be allowed to put cooked food on it is if you have shoveled away all the coals. A big machlok is whether this is all the coals or just some of the coals. Or until you put ash over them. This is what's known as garuf v'katum. So this is machlokas. What's the purpose of this? We know practically for us, this means covering the fire. So why do we cover the fire? We know we do it with tin foil or tins or whatever it may be. What are we doing this for? So Loran and others say that it's as a hecker to remind you not to cook on Shabbos. Rashi says it's to cool off the heating source because we're afraid either you're going to stoke the coals or you're going to cook. But we need this idea of garuf v'katum if we are going to put cooked food on the fire going into Shabbos, seemingly what we're saying. So as of right now in the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah has two machloks in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai says, Chamin aval lo tavshil. That you're allowed to put hot water but not cooked food on this kira. Beis Hillel Omer, Chamin v'tavshil. You're allowed to put both hot water and cooked food on this kira. So the reason seemingly for Beis Shammai, why does he say that hot water would be okay but tavshil would not be okay, is because people aren't going to go and stoke the coals or make sure to continue to cook when it comes to hot water, because hot water is hot water. But tavshil, the longer you cook it, when it comes to food, the longer you cook it, the better it usually is. So that's why he would be concerned. But Beis Hillel says, no, it's not going to be a problem. And Beis Shammai Omrim, another machlokas, he says, not linaval lo machzirin, that you're allowed to remove something from the oven on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to put it back on the oven on Shabbos. Beis Hillel Omrim, af machzirin, and Beis Hillel says, you are even allowed to do hachzara, you're even allowed to go and put something back on the fire, and we're going to see later on in a few daf how exactly you're supposed to do that and the various conditions that exist. So now the Gemara is going to analyze the Mishnah and try to figure out what exactly is the Mishnah talking about. And there are two elements that we spoke about. We talked about Shehiya, which is leaving the stuff on the fire going into Shabbos. So the act was done on Friday afternoon. And we're just talking about leaving the food on going into Shabbos. And then there's Hachzara, which is putting the stuff back on Shabbos. Now says Gemara, Ibailu, we have a question. Hi, lo yitin, lo yachzirhu. So when we said this lo yitin in the Mishnah, when we said this idea of lo yitin achi yigrof o achi yitin esayfer, that we need garuf akatum, we need to cover the fire, and we're not allowed to put anything on until then. So what was this lo yitin referring to? Is it referring to lo yachzir, that it's talking about hachzara, that you're not allowed to return the food on Shabbos, avalashos? But if we're talking about leaving the food before Shabbos to be left on going into Shabbos, mashin afal pishino garuf akatum, then you don't even need to have the fire covered. You're allowed to leave the food that's being cooked, you're allowed to leave that going into Shabbos even without a covering. Umani, and who would this be? As we already saw in Daf Chaf, Chananya, the famous Shita of Chananya. We need to know about Chananya. Chananya says, Ditanya, Chananya Omer, Koshu K'macha Ben Yusai, anything that is partially cooked, Macha Ben Yusai. Again, Ben Yusai was the name of a robber who would only eat his food partially cooked, machokas, whether it's a third or a half, whatever it may be. So any food that is somewhat cooked, mutter lashoso al gabe kira, you are allowed to leave it on the oven going into Shabbos, afal pishi no garuf ve'no katum, even though it is not covered at all. So you do not need to cover the fire. So that is one way to read our Mishnah, that hachzara is the only time that it's a question, but shihiyah, to leave it on going into Shabbos, that would be fine even without a cover, and that would be the shita of Chananya. Udilma lashos tanan, or maybe our Mishnah, which said lo yitin, is referring into leaving it on going into Shabbos, and it says you're not allowed to do that. The igar v'katum in ilo lo, and the only way you would be allowed to leave something on the fire going into Shabbos is if the fire is covered. But if the fire is not going to be covered, then it would be a problem. Kol shekin l'hachzir, and for sure, all the more so than putting something back on the fire on Shabbos, of course that's not going to be allowed. The whole machlokas was about, or the whole discussion was about leaving something on that it needs to be covered, but for sure putting something back on the fire on Shabbos would be a problem. So the question again is, our Mishnah focusing and saying that Shehiyah is going to be totally fine, leaving something on the fire is going to be totally fine going into Shabbos, even without a cover, which would be the Shita of Hananya, or do we hold like the Rabbanon, who would hold that no, you do need to have a cover even for Shehiyah, to even leave the fire on, to leave the food on the fire before Shabbos, you would need to have it covered, and for sure when it comes to Hazar. So now the Gemara tries to bring a proof. Toshma, coming here, proof from the Mishnah itself. Midiktani trei bavli b'masnisin. So we have two cases in our Mishnah. What does this mean? Beishamay omrim chamin avalo tafshil, beishol omrim chamin v'tafshil. So we said that there was a machlokas whether you're allowed to leave hot water on, or also hot cooked food or not cooked food. This was a machlokas beishamay and beishol. And then we had a second machlokas beishamay beishol, beishamay omrim noktun avalo machzir, beishol omrim af machzir. They had a machlokas whether hachzara is allowed, whether you are allowed to put something back on the fire on Shabbos. So now says the Gemara, Iyamart bishlam alashos tanan. So it makes sense if you're going to tell me that the beginning of the Mishnah was talking about Shehiyah, talking about leaving the food on going into Shabbos, which would mean that Shehiyah needs a cover. You need to cover the flame if you're going to leave something on going into Shabbos against Hananya. So it makes sense that this would be the reading of the Mishnah. Why? Because hachikatani, this is what the Mishnah is really saying. Kira shisikua bekashu gubava. So if you have a kira, if you have an oven that's heated with straw or stubble, mashana le tavshil, so you're allowed to leave cooked food on it before Shabbos. But gefesu ve'etim, if it's cooked with this other stuff, with wood, lo yasha, you're not allowed to leave it on, achi yigrof o achi yitain afer, until you cover the flame. Umahein mashin, now what types of food may be left on the kira? We're just reading through the Mishnah if this would be the pshat. It seems to read really nicely. What would be the stuff that you're allowed to leave on the fire, going in, assuming you've done grufa of a ketuma, assuming that you've covered the flame? So Beishamay omrim chamin avalo tavshil. Beishamay says you could do hot water but not cooked food. Beishol omrim chamin v'tavshil, that you're allowed to put and leave on hot water and hot food. V'chihechi de pligi b'lashos pligi nami b'lahachzir. And then just as they argue about Shehiyah, about leaving the food on going into Shabbos, they also argue about putting food back on the fire on Shabbos once it's been removed. Beishamay omrim noktun avalo machzir. Beishol omrim af machzir. And that Beishamay says you can't. Beishol says you can. So this all makes sense if you read the Mishnah against Hananya. If you read the Mishnah that it's talking about the fire needs to be covered, even when talking about leaving things going on into Shabbos. But if you're going to say that the first part of our Mishnah, the Lo Yitin, is talking about Hachzara, so it doesn't make any sense. This is really what it's going to be saying. So if you have a kir that was heated with straw, stubble, machzir, and alei tafshil, then you are allowed to return a cooked item that was taken off the fire on Shabbos. You're allowed to put it back on Shabbos. But when it comes to this other type of stuff with the leftover sesame oil or the wood, Lo Yachzir, you're not allowed to return anything to the fire, Achei Grifo, Achei Yitin, Efer, until the fire has been covered. So now, what are you allowed to return? What are you allowed to put back on the fire on Shabbos? So then you have this machlokas, Beisham Veisel, what you are allowed to put on. But then this last part of the Mishnah makes no sense, because then the Mishnah says, Beisham Veisel, notlan avalo machzir, Veisel Omrim af machzir. They have a machlokas whether you're allowed to put something back on the fire on Shabbos once it's been removed. But I thought that's what the whole Mishnah was talking about until this point, if your pshat really is right, like Hananya, that the Mishnah initially is talking about Hachzara also. So Hasulamali, why do we need both of these elements? It wouldn't make any sense. So answers the Gemara, top of Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph Liolam, Ema Lecha Lahachzir Tanan. Really, we are talking about Lahachzir. Both of the parts of the Mishnah could be talking about returning food on Shabbos. Why do we seem to be going out of our way to make sure that the Mishnah is talking this way? Tosos, top Tosos over here points out, because we paskin like Hananya. We're going to have to talk about that in a minute. So we're trying hard to fix, to make sure that the Mishnah could be talking about Hananya, that it would come out that for Shehiyah, to leave the food going on into Shabbos, you do not need to cover the fire. So really, we could say that the first part of the Mishnah is also talking about returning the food onto Shabbos with Hachzara, V'chusur Mechzara, V'chitani, and this is really what the Mishnah means to say. Kira Shisikua B'kashu Gubavah. So if you have a oven, a kira that was heated with straw, stubble, Machzir Nala, Tavshil, you're allowed to return cooked food to it. B'gefesu V'etzim, but if it's with the other type of stuff to light, Lo Yachzir, you are not allowed to return anything to it. Achi Yigrava, Achi Tinesa Efer, until you cover the flame. Avalashos, but when it comes to Shehiyah, leaving the stuff on the flame, on the fire before Shabbos, you're allowed to leave it there, even though the flame is not covered. What are you allowed to leave there? And this is the machlokas, what you're allowed to leave on. Beishamai says only liquids, but no solids. And Beisil says anything. And also, now the Mishnah is adding in words, and this idea of hachzara, not everyone agrees to this. So the Gemara goes about and bends over backwards to go and figure out a way to read the Mishnah that it could fit according to Hananiah, that the whole Mishnah is talking about hachzara, and really when it comes to shehiya, to leaving stuff on the fire going into Shabbos, you do not need to cover the fire in any capacity. So this is an attempted proof against Hananiah to say that you would need to have the food covered, but then we reject the proof because really the Mishnah could be saying something else. Now, very important, who do we paskin like? Do we need to cover anything when we have our food going into Shabbos? It's usually partially cooked. Do we need to have our fires covered going into Shabbos? So again, Hananiah would say no, and the Rabbanan would say yes. So who do we paskin like? It's a major machlokas in the Rishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Reishon and Gimel quotes both Shitas. There's a fascinating rush here who says that maybe we should do like the Rabbanan, but people won't listen anyway, so there's a machlokas in the Achronim, whether that's talking lechachigo b'diavad. Okay, we should know that we paskin suffolk over here, still unresolved to this day. Certainly what's relying in terms of Hananiah, which is what a lot of people certainly rely on. This is Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.